Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl walk. It makes it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain really does love it. The back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for just 16 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized, Psalm 130. In season 4 of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to explore the truth that we are forgiven and free. Lace up and let's go. I started my day early this morning by reading Isaiah 43, and I want to share it with you because you just might need this truth. Now, before I read it, let me tell you why I turned to it. And I want you to know, this page in my Bible is simply worn out. That's because I have to remind myself of the truth in Isaiah 43, and I read it over and over. In the hardest of times, when I'm in over my head, when the troubles of life are neck deep, I mentioned yesterday that Jesus said in this world we'd have trouble, and we surely do. This week, I'm still watching my husband mourn the loss of his 89-year-old dad who slipped into eternity recently. My body is healing from an emergency appendectomy, and I'm making plans to go to the funeral of my best friend's mom tomorrow. It's weeks like this that Isaiah 43 is a comfort. The first four verses read, "But now this is what the Lord says, He who created you, He who formed you. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead, since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you." He's with you. You're not alone in whatever you're facing. He loves you. We read about that love in Psalm 130. Today, we'll begin to memorize verse 7. It reads, "O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption." Now, when the scripture says steadfast love, the Hebrew word is hesed, a covenant kind of love. It's not fragile or moody. It's the kind of love that holds. I think of it like the pull of the sun on the planets. You can't see that gravitational force, but it explains why everything holds together, why nothing flies off course. The sun avoids the chaos. God's hesed is like that. His covenant love keeps your life in orbit, even when you wobble. Now, this is not a love you earn. It's one he has made a blood oath to keep. God himself has made a blood oath to keep. When you wonder, his love tugs at your heart to return. When you fall, his love is what gets you back up. When you fail, his love is what cheers you on to try again. And when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, his love reminds you, this is not the end of the story. I could go on. This is why we hope in the Lord. Not our bank accounts, not our friends, not our careers, not our marriages, not our children. We hope in the Lord because his love, it's the only sure thing in this life. And you are held steady by the pull of his covenant love. Even if the nights feel long, with the Lord there is steadfast love. And it's what keeps everything, including you, from falling apart. Walk this one out on the hot pavement of life, friend. As you walk, would you pray if God might invite you to be a part of my Freedom Partner team? They're the friends who pray for me regularly and provide a small monthly donation to make my work in the lives of tweens, teens, and women of all ages possible through True Girl and Born to be Brave. We provide free podcasts like this and my True Girl podcast produced in partnership with Revive Our Hearts. And that podcast is on track to reach 1 million listens this year by God's grace. Learn how to become a Freedom Partner at purefreedom.org.